This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Yes, sir. Can I hold this?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
والفجر وليال عشر والشفع والوتر والليل إذا.
ورحمة الله وبركاته. جزاكم الله خيرا to every single one of you for coming all the way here. And that's something that I want to appreciate before we start the program, right? I'm sure every one of you has sacrificed something to be here to benefit from this talk with Sheikh. And this is not just about coming for the talk. It's also about the community, right? Look at your left, look at your right. Every single person that has come here has come for a common interest, a common reason for improving yourself in terms of your deen, in terms of your ibadah, in terms of your relationship with Allah Azza wa Jalla, also in terms of your relationship with our fellow Muslims, right? So this is something that we should always have as an intention when we go to a program as such. So one thing that I would remind all of us, firstly myself and everyone who is here, is to renew our intention of why we are here, right? We're here to improve our deen and improve our relationship with Allah so that our final outcome, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, is that we attain Jannah and we are all our neighbors over there. So Alhamdulillah, today's talk is a very, very interesting topic where it's very crucial in our time, and things are getting worse and worse and worse as the Day of Judgment is approaching us. And the Prophet ﷺ has narrated so many things that will come before the Day of Judgment arrives. And one of them is that the spread of zina, right? And zina is one of the worst sins that anyone could commit. And this is something that we've seen from the nations that were destroyed in the past, of how they've gone into these kind of things and the outcome that, you know, they have reached where, they got destroyed and they're completely wiped off. And subhanAllah, it's a mercy from Allah Azza wa Jal that, you know, our nation is like filled with all the things that have happened in the previous nations, right? But subhanAllah, Allah has given us that respite in order to make sure that, you know, we are returning back to Allah Azza wa Jalla, and that opportunity is always there. So just a quick introduction on that topic, right, on the topic of zina, that all of us need to know, because especially us youth in the university, we do face these things, these temptations on a daily basis. And you know that it's natural, right? There's nothing wrong with the fact that we are attracted to the opposite gender. It's very natural to have that. But what we do need to know is to learn how to be a member of the society, to improve ourselves, to keep ourselves in check in terms of our relationship with Allah Azza wa Jal. So that is a quick introduction on the topic. But just to talk about our Sheikh here, Sheikh Hussaini, and subhanAllah, personally, I've had a very personal journey with him also when I came to Malaysia 9 years ago, where, you know, I got introduced to Al-Khadim. And Sheikh has founded Al-Khadim, right? Sheikh is one of our mashayikh here in Malaysia. He's a graduate from Medina University at specializing in the Kulliyatul Hadith. And Sheikh has had a huge impact worldwide, internationally, and also a huge impact in Malaysia, in the Malaysian community. And one of those, I would say, is Al-Khadim. SubhanAllah, this is an amazing community where, you know, you see brothers and sisters with that common interest coming and benefiting each other over there. So, Sheikh is the founder of Al Qadim. Sheikh has been advisors to many organizations within Malaysia, outside Malaysia, in Japan, some of the very notable countries. And Sheikh is also advisor, been advisor for the past 20 years for many organizations that are there. So, you know, inshallah, this is an opportunity for all of us to benefit from Sheikh. You know, the time might be short in terms of our talk today, but everything matters, right? Everything that Sheikh will be sharing with us. So, take note of that. Try to take notes. If you don't have a notebook, take notes on your phone, right? Taking notes is good to keep, you know, your mind refreshed and focused on what is being shared. And inshallah, after the talk, just make sure that you also share it with others, right? Share the khair with everybody else, not just that we are learning. So inshallah, I will check the stage for, you know, sharing the thoughts on this topic. Bismillah ta'ala.
You know what time I should start? إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا أعمالنا ومن يتلف فلا هادي له لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له أشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أوصي إياي وفقد فاز المتقون السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته To all the students of knowledge, before we continue, let me offer you the Islamic greeting again because it was not responded properly. The Quran reminders إذا فعلت بتحية أو الدعاء. If anybody offer you the Islamic greeting of peace, respond in a better manner. How do you respond? The Prophet sent to guide all of us to make us a good practicing Muslim and Muslimah, not just a tradition. In one of the hadiths, I'll make it very brief. If a person come to you and say, Assalamu alaikum, then you must say, you should respond, Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. If the second person come and say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, your response should be, Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And then, who offer you the greeting. If the third person come and say Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh, a complete salam. So your response should be the same. Don't have to add anything more. But your voice should be louder. Example, if I offer you the greeting of peace, Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh, your response should be you have maybe 100 of people around. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That is the spirit of salam. Wa alaikum salam. Be proud of who we are. Be proud of our value. Because salam can be an opening door for da'wah. I offer you the Islamic greeting. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, all praise you to the creator of all things, the sender of all prophets, and the revealer of all مكشوف. هي الله is رب العالمين, not رب الأرض, رب الإنجليزي, ماليزيا, باكستان, تركستان, رب العالمين. We must always remember this. He created everything. Halal, haram, Muslim, not yet Muslim, all are the creation of Allah. Al-Khaliq. And our Prophet ﷺ was sent as Rahmatul Alameen. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Allah is telling us who is Allah and who is our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Don't forget to make salawat upon him, his name and the name of the Prophet he mentioned. Human beloved chairperson, the organizing committee, leaders among the students, seeker of knowledge, especially all our brothers and sisters here, on behalf of me and my team, we are very grateful and thankful that Allah allowed us to be here with all of you and to discuss a very important topic, a topic that is not new to the Ummah. It was shed to us by our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam 1,400 years ago about what is going to happen. Before I continue, I'm sure that all of you have been following the early discussion lecture. This is one of it, inshallah. Now look at the, where is the word just now? Where is the, yeah. Now, look at the word before path to zina, the forbidden temptation. Now, I want all of us as students of knowledge to have this basic understanding about forbidden, the word forbidden. In Islam, it's haram. Now, anything to do with dunya is start with halal. Always remember, anything to do with dunya, we start with halal. Anything is permissible. Until Allah say haram, then it's haram. Remember this. Anything to do with dunya or tradition, culture is halal. Until there is an order from Allah say haram, then it's haram. Number two. Anything to do with religion, please remember this. A student of knowledge, anything to do with religion is haram. Start with haram. Until there is a command from Allah, it become halal and it become wajib and sunnah. There is the opposite. Tradition start with halal. Absolute, mubah, everything okay. Give an example. Brothers and sister, can you get married? In the beginning, yes. Among the siblings of Adam and Eve, they got married. Not the twins, but the other twins. Later on, then it becomes haram. Committing suicide is halal. In the time of Moses, for those who commit sins, worshipping the cow. Then later on, it make it haram. Prayer is not allowed until Isra and Mi'raj. Then only the command of prayer begin. There's no Jumu'ah when the Prophet was in Mecca until the migration. So ibadah, you cannot do anything you like until there is a command. Until there is a dalil say, do it now, then it's time. Anything adat you can do. Healing. Burying a child, a baby girl in the Jahiliyyah is okay. It's an honor if you give birth to a baby girl and your husband buried her alive. It was allowed. Anything was allowed. But later on, Allah sent down the commandment, the wahyu, and said, haram, 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 haram. Then it became haram. It's not what you want to say haram to become haram, no. When Allah says, we have this understanding, brothers and sisters. Do you understand what I'm going to share with you? Thing that I've shared with you? Okay. Forbidden. Act of what? Temptation. Who gave us the temptation? Who gave us the nafs? زُهِنَا لِلنَّاسِ خُبُّ الشَّهْوَةِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ وَالْبَنِينَ. Allah Himself, who created everything, is talking to us. He said that, I make all these things. I put the feeling in you, the love towards Nisa. The feeling to love the opposite sex. Who gave us this feeling? Allah. Then Allah also reminds us there are three types of nafs that we are all exposed to. The most destructive nafs is nafsul ammar bisu, the destructive feeling and desire, who just don't bother about any rules and law. Everything goes. That is nafsul ammar bisu. Then the Prophet also continued having all of us. We have came from how many Adam, how many world. The first world that all of us was together is Alam Arwah, the world of the soul. At that time, there's no kufar. You don't have Chinese, Indian, black, white, Arab, non-Arab. It's just Alam Arwah, the world of the soul. There's no more nafs at that point of time. No desire. Then we were transferred to the second world called Alam Rahim, in our mother's womb. Still, we don't have any desire. We just follow the Sunnatullah, the fitrah. When our mother is in, we also have our share. Alhamdulillah. That's why you see the baby is growing from inside. No sin committed. We are pure and sinless. At that point of time, Allah still asked, Alastu bi rabbikum qalu. Am I not your Lord? Am I not your creator? Every single soul said, of course, acknowledge who is Allah. Then we will transfer to the third world, Alam Dunya. Alam Dunya is divided into two parts. One is Alam Fitrah Kullu Mawlid Yulad Alam Fitrah. فَأَبَوَاهُ يُحَوِّدَانِيَ وَيُنَسِّرَانِيَ وَيُمَجِّسَانِيَ. Every child is born pure and clean. Sins. We don't believe that every child is born with the sin of Adam and Eve. We believe what our Prophet told us. We are all born sinless, pure, fitrah. You have now the nafs. Now the nafs is being put into every one of us. the first thing the nafs to do to survive. That's why the baby cried. Except Jesus, he was alhamdulillah. The rest baby will cry. If a baby is born and not crying, smiling, we get worried. But this baby, something is wrong. Something is not normal. It's common. Why would they cry? Because they know Allah fitra, they are put in the third world. And the desire towards food. And they cannot eat, they drink the mother's milk. The desire towards drinking is there, towards food. And they don't know what is happening around them. Baby is baby. Everyone who look at baby, whether Arab, not Arab, is baby. All are very cute. Very cute. We love baby. After some time, the cute gone. We execute them. Problem, pressure, you know, high blood pressure, everything starts to grow. Because of so-called baby. Because the temptation is growing. When there is baligh, then they move to the second world. In this world, alam dunya have two levels. Alam fitrah, pure and clean. We have crossed that. Once upon a time, you all was there. After akhil baligh, you reach maturity, we move into alam sam. That's why the prophet said, كل بني آدم قطعون وخير قطعين توابون. Every children of Adam, after they reach the age of maturity, but they are all sinners. You see, hope. And look at the sayer of the prophet and the best among the sinners that Allah still loves us are those who repent. Allah. So none of us can say, I'm an angel. I don't commit any sin. Nobody can say that. Nobody has the right to feel that way. So that we are not judgmental to others. Everybody will commit a sin. But among the sinners that Allah still loves are those who repent to Allah. We follow closely, brothers, sisters. Good. Now, when you reach baligh, the nafsul ammar bisu is growing. Wow. It's so free. To the extent they want total freedom to do anything they like, say anything they want, eat anything they desire, they don't care about the rule. Is there a total freedom in this world? Any country offer you total freedom? No. Every freedom, there is a limit. Freedom must be guided. Before COVID, we have used camp in Langkawi, and we named that particular camp freedom. Because we love freedom. We thought that everybody was there, so alhamdulillah, this is a good time. We are free to say anything, to do anything. And they said, no, freedom must be guided. That is common, it's a fitrah. You go to any country, you cannot say, it's my country. No. If they allow you to stay 1 month, after 1 month, you have to make sure that you have an extended visa. If not, they are free to arrest you. You are free to stay, no problem. But they also are free to arrest you. If there is a kind of freedom, no. No, everything, you cannot say anything you like, and people will come after you. The law will come after you. freedom of speech, even until today. The West talk about freedom of speech, human right, animal right, but the Palestinian have no right. What kind of right are you talking about? Just an example, it's just a word. Now, when you talk about zina, is a big word. And the Prophet did mention in one of his hadiths that every time when we open our eye, we wake up, all of us exposed to zina. The zina of the eye is you look at things and you have bad intention, or the haram thing. The haram thing is everywhere. Halal also everywhere, bayin, clear. So it is up to you now. Where do you want to direct your seeing? If you see something haram, what should you do? Now you see this in your heart, you don't have to say it aloud. You're going to hurt the person. I saw that. And I am an evil that we have to say, "Auzubillahi minash-shaytan wa-rajim." No? But you have a responsibility. If you look at something that is wrong, what is your responsibility? To think, how can I help them? Not judging the person, condemning the person. How can I help the person? By looking in a positive manner, you'll be rewarded by Allah. You hear something that is bad. What do you do? There are people who I've known before, many, many years, in the 70s, who every time when he came up from his home, he recognized an old man, a good man, pious man, ustaz, but he always put something cotton here. And then when I asked him, "You have some hearing problem?" "No, I don't want to hear evil. Hear no evil." But alhamdulillah, he has to see because he's cycling. He cannot close his eye. See no evil. But he tried to minimize. The zina of the ear is to like to listen at things that do not benefit you, especially gossiping, backbiting, fitna. All these are also an act of zina. The zina of the tongue, we like to talk. Do we love talking, brothers? Do you like to talk, brothers? No, the brothers don't like to talk. Class. Sister, do you like to talk? Alhamdulillah. So sister, very honest. No, they are talking from their heart. Brothers, they are shy to admit that part of our nature, we also like to talk. That's why when you are still a baby, the minute you can talk, Allahu Akbar. Before you start talking, they are talking to you. Your mother, your are talking to you. Just very impatient. Yeah, because you are not talking. The minute you learn how to talk, they get very tired. You know? They will think, "When can you stop talking? Why do you talk a lot?" Because you want attention. Do you remember when you were small, brothers? No. Don't worry. I remember. I'm talking on your behalf. But there is one thing good about sisters. They are very easy to express themselves. You know? When I ask, "Do you like to talk?" "Yes," they say, "Yes, no problem." There's nothing wrong to talk. That's why the Prophet said, "Man kana yu'min billah wa yawmul akhir falyakul khayran aw liyasmut." That's how the guidance of Islam. Whoever wants to talk, want to say anything, say, there's nothing wrong. But please filter your word. Make sure that what you want to say benefit you and benefit the others. If it's not benefiting any, silent is good. The Prophet never said silent is golden, but I just said silent is that. There's a song before my time in the 70s, silent is golden. But the song is still popular until today. It's true, sometimes it's good to be very careful. You need to speak the truth, or you become silent. It helps you. The zina of the hand is you just take anything that don't belong to you. There's a word there, say, SPRM, is it your money? But your money is a good thing. It's okay. Tawakkalallah, risk from Allah. No, no. Of course, the risk is from Allah. There are two kinds of risk, halal risk and haram risk. What is yours is yours. What is not yours, you do. That's why if you go to Japan, alhamdulillah, they are more Muslim than majority of the Muslim in the world today. If you miss any, you put something, it will never take. It is stolen, you know, it's not from the Japanese people. It's the foreigner who did that. They never touched anything that don't belong to them. Yeah? They are very disciplined. They have their value. It's not my zina on their hand, they don't care. Yes is yes, it also belong to yes, to him. The zina of the leg, the leg, use the term. So the mirrors are very unique. Sometimes you say, kaki bola. What do you mean kaki bola? Malaysian brothers share with us, what is kaki bola? Your hockey, your kaki, your leg, like a ball? That means you like. You like football. Yeah. And also they say kaki fitna. You like to slang. Like hand. Yeah. They also have different kind of wording. Tangan is tangan. And then we got tangan panjang. What is tangan panjang? People like to steal, not because his hand is, yeah, is what? Long, longer than, and no, no, just like to steal. When he sees something not his and some nobody is there, he can very itchy, you know, the hand become very itchy. What to do, what to do? Example. And then people who like to lie, what is it? Kaki bohong. And then when people want to give you some gift, buah tangan. So when they say tangan, 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 please understand. Different country, different people, different nation may use certain word for different meaning. The way they always bring you to the place that is haram. You know, is a leg that is exposed to zina. Allah Rabbul Alameen remind us with beautiful saying. I just cannot understand why the Muslim until today failed to follow. The guidance was given to us 1,400 years ago, not by anybody, but by Almighty, the Creator, the All-Seeing, the All-Knowing. To make us the best nation, khair ummah, to set good example, like our Prophet was sent as an example, but we failed to follow. We thought that we know better than Almighty Allah. Our way is better, and we keep on asking Allah every single day, mustaqim, O Allah, guide us all, guide us all, not just guide me, guide us all to the straight path. This is what we are asking day in, day out. from the leader to just a leader. They ask the same thing. But why is happening? When you ask Allah, do you ask Allah from your heart or is just lip service? Nafsul Ammara is just lip service. If you are sincere in your dua, brother and sister, what did Allah say when you ask Him for that? وَعَلَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوا وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا سُولَ You ask Allah, Allah responds. You ask me to guide you, Allah said, وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا This is my way, I show you the way the Quran was to you. It's a divine guidance. The Quran is not only for Muslims, please. Fellow Muslim brother and sister, if any not yet Muslim say, oh, talk about Sharia, Sharia, what is going to happen? These people are going to bring Islam. Because this Sharia of Allah is for everyone who loves peace, justice. Guess what? Not only for you. Allah revealed the Quran as a huda linnas, not huda lil muslimin. Huda linnas for mankind, but they don't understand because we fail to understand. And we do not engage and inform them. And that's why now we're faced with a lot of trends. Last time, you have only one, maybe. The Lutbi. Now you have so many trends. I also don't remember transgender. Then, what is trend? Anybody know? Students of knowledge, young people will know better than us. I only remember transformer. Yeah, what I remember very well. The other trends, there are too many trends. We don't know what is happening to all of us. Where are we headed? Allah said, I created male and female, zakar wa unsa. Halas. Now people are getting more confused, more civilized, more confused. I don't know where are we heading. Are we human? Human should think like a human, talk like a human, feel like a human. What did Allah say to us? I quote again about the importance of the senses. وَلَقَدْ زَرَقْنَا لِجَهَنَّمْ كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنْسِ Indeed, we have prepared Jahannam, where the inhabitants, majority are jinn and human. لَهُمْ قُلُونَ I give them heart. لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا They are heartless people. وَلَهُمْ أَعْيُونٌ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا I give them eye to see, but they are blind. لَهُمْ أَذَانٌ I give them ear to listen, but they are deaf. أَذَانٌ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا Allah said, brother and sister, this is Allah's word, not mine. Allah said, Ula'ika kal an'am. They are like cattle. But who are those? Not only cattle, worse than a cattle. Do cattle have a lot of tracks? Oh, they know they are male, female, khalas. We are more confused than them. If they can talk to us, they say, what is happening to you? You don't even know the difference between male and female to the extent that the doctor cannot confirm after the birth of the baby. You cannot say that it's a he or she. Stop. Astaghfirullah. What is happening to you? Do you have the heart to feel? Do you have the eye to see? You can. What did Allah say? Ula'ika kal'an'am balhum awal. Ula'ika humul ghafilun. Allah. The only thing that caused our problem. The temptation is there, but we create more and more confusion is because we are careless. The Malay would say, lalai. But the Penang people, they say, gaflah. The Arabs say, ghafilun. It's not that the warning is not there, it's not that the guidance is not there, but we don't care what they want to say, let them say. No, we must say what is right. What is wrong, a haq min rabbik, fala takunanna minal mumtarin. There's no believer, all believer cannot have doubts about the haq. They must speak the truth, nothing but the truth. Anything is male, female. If not, we are going into a temptation. We are entertaining nafsul ammaru bisu, all the destructive nafs, desire. That desire, make use of the desire to do something that is harm, that is good. You want to eat, eat, eat the halal, correct? Do you eat anything, brother and sister? We just eat anything? We don't. But other people, they just eat anything, as long as food. But we check. Halal. You're the drink. Make sure it's halal. Anything we do, we are guided. That's why we are different. They can be what they want, but we are khairu ummah. The ummah that was given the guidance, we must be different. We cannot say wrong is right, right is wrong, halal, haram. We cannot. Halal is haram. Haram is haram. Even you commit haram, but there is something that you have to admit. You cannot eat all haram. Actually, the pork today is halal now. Because we feed all the vegetarian food for him. So he become a veggie pork. A veggie. No. You put, give them meal every day, food every day. It is a pig. You know? There's an example. Now, back to the topic. Where is the topic again? Past is here. Of course. We cannot escape. Nobody can escape. We have to try to minimize. The zina, the most dangerous zina is what zina? Which zina is the most dangerous one? Anybody know? There are so many categories of zina. Which zina is the worst? That even the prophet said, if you can take care of what is between your two lips, I assure you, Jannah. The zina of what? The zina of the tongue. Wordless, but very destructive. That's why we must remember. Allah even said, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu taqullu wa qulu qawlan sadida. Qawlan sadida. Yuslih lakum a'malakum wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum. Oh, you who believe in me. Allah knows we love the tongue. Be careful of what you say. Qulu qawlan sadida. If you are careful with your Even you make a mistake, I am going to help you to rectify the mistake. And I'm going to forgive you because you want. The prophet said what? Namima will end in Jahannam. لا يدخل جنة نميمة لا يدخل جنة قدام. The danger of the tongue. If only everyone can control their tongue, there's a lot of peace. Husband and wife have problems because of what? Because of what? Not enough money, not enough food. Especially in Malaysia, a lot of people die overeating. Yeah. Other countries, they die because of hunger. Here, because of overeating. Can you imagine? The risk of Allah is so deep. But what is important, we must always do our level best. From Nafsul Ammar of Isu to make a migration to Nafsul Lawwama. Time to migrate. Today is what day? 21? 29. How many days we will end year 2023? Alhamdulillah, we're all aware. Do we want to make migration? Or you want to stay back to 2023? We want to move forward. Even that's nothing to do with Islam, but this is just for calculation. You should jadidu imanakum. It started from that. Renew your iman. Make sure that 2023 will end with a lot of istighfar, and start 2024, we will be careful with what we say. Filter your words. Even what you want to say with good intention, your heart is good. You want to say something, you want to correct a sister, a brother, you want to advise them, give them nasiha. Remember, what when the Prophet said, Ad-Dinun Nasiha, and Ali radiallahu anhu, who had the wisdom, and he said, Likulli maqam maqal, wa likulli maqal maqal. Every word there is a place, and every place there is a particular word to you. When you are talking to the elders, don't talk to them like your friend. They are your elders. Your father can scold you, you don't scold your father. Your father may make the same mistake. When Azan is on, you are still playing with your toy. You're still online. Here is Azan. Hayya ala salat. Teacher. And then the father says, son, do you hear the Azan? There is an. So, what are you doing? You are still shaitan. You want to be shaitan? The Malaysian, you're not there, not shaitan. Because you are entertaining this game, even the azan is all, you don't even stop. I was praying Jumat today. Every Jumat, alhamdulillah. Until today, I was very upset. People are talking, children are talking, and then people are using handphone. The minute I hear them, after my sunnah prayer, I go to them before the khutbah. I let the children. Children, you must remember when the khutbah starts, no more talking. It's why we pray Jumaat Turqat. Jumaat is Zuhur time, Zuhur Turqat. Because the two khutbah is like representing Turqa, no more talking. So the young boy, you do that. Now the elder is on chit-chat now, with the handphone. But before the imam, the second khutbah, the second azan, and I remind you, I hope you will not going on doing this when Khutbah is on. Okay, okay. Every Jumu'ah without fail, we encounter this until today. What is happening to this Ummah? Do you know the adab? So it's time to move from Nafsul Ammara to Nafsul Lawwama, to make some changes. So when people look at you, people know you are a person with discipline. Very important. And we want to end with Nafsul Mutmainna. Nafsul Lawwama means you're moving forward, but you are not safe yet. You are not in the safe zone. The temptation, you have been using it for something good, is good. There's nothing wrong to have feeling. There's nothing wrong to desire this, desire that, anything that is permissible by Allah. Ahlan wa sahlan. When you attain Nafsul Mutmainna system, you find inner peace. Peace comes from Allah. They don't come from you. It don't come from your husband, from your wife, from your children. Today they make you happy, tomorrow they make you cry. We know, we experience that. Your friend, something make you happy, your friend will make you cry. The friend who will help you today, he will destroy you the next time. But always find peace with Allah. Because we say to Allah, Allahumma antas salam, correct? After prayer, wa minkas salam. We say that. For you are peace, salam. Peace, real peace comes. Who can help us to make peace with our temptation? Our feeling, only Allah. Ala bi zikri lahi tatma'inul qulub. By remembering Allah, you will find the peace of the heart. Abu Hanifa, one day, he was giving a lecture to his student in a mosque. Now, news came to him, looking for Abu Hanifa, because his house is in flame. Something happened. The Prophet taught us, when you see fire burning a house, what should you do? What you say at least? In the Malay expression, Busa'niyat al-Baqa, Busa'api, Busa'api. No, no, no. Say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. But you do have to do something. But you must say, Allah is greater. Not the fire is greater. No. Abu Hanifa, Nu'man bin Thabit, when the news came to him, he hold his hand. Why? To see that he has the peace. He feels peace. Qadarullah wa masha'Allah. He hoped that somebody who saw this would do what they have to do. Because the peace always comes from the heart. And the heart, we know everything in us belongs to Allah. So keep your heart in connection with Allah. People who remember Allah, الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهُ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ, while standing, while sitting, while wherever you are, حَيْثُمَ كُنْتَ. The Prophet said, be connected to Allah, have taqwa to Allah, wherever you are. That's why you don't miss your prayer, brothers and sisters, please. You don't only pray when you are a student in IIUA. After you have finished your study, you are out class. It's my word. No? A Muslim, there we go. don't miss. When you miss, disconnect yourself with Allah, then you know the world of zina was surrounding you. Anywhere you go, the zina of the tongue, you're not careful what you say, the zina of the eye, the youth, zina of the ear, the zina of the hand, zina of the everything. We hope Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us nafsul mutma'inna. Amen. Say Amin, brothers and sisters. Go ahead and pray. If you don't want to say Amin, do that. Because we want to change. Do we want to change? Do we want to be a higher ummah again? Yes. Be proud of yourself. You're given the opportunity to meet up with 2024. Few days to come. Of course, there's no significance according to this calculation. But it's just some sign how to move on. Jadidu imanakum. Renew your iman. You know our iman yazid yankus. Yazid bi taqwa. Yankus bi ma'asi. We know that. Every one of us know where you stand. You cannot be like an angel. Minimize. Take care of your tongue. If you have any bad feeling, especially towards Allah, doubts towards Allah, all come get them. No more having doubts before. Yaqeen. With Allah, you cannot have doubt. Because Allah said in Hadith Qudsi, Ana in dhanni abdi, I will go according to how my servant feels towards me. If he feels I'm far, Allah will leave you alone and he will be very far. Allah said, Udu'uni, call upon me, istajibu laka. Wa idha sa'alaka anni ibadi, say to them, Inni qareeb. If anybody asks you, O Prophet Muhammad about me, tell them, I am close. He hears us. He sees us. He understands our needs. You must have faith. You must have patience. You need three S, inshallah, we can minimize all the forbidden temptation. Three S. What is the first test? What is the first test? Ya ayyuhallazina amanu ista'inu bis-sabr. And then? Was-salah. Patience. Everything need time. No, you want to change, we need time. We want to finish our education in IIUM, you need time. You want to be somebody, you need time. So you must have summer. And number two is salah. When you want to pray also, you must have patience. Don't rush. Don't play around when you are worshipping Allah. We say for Allah, Allah ma'ani al-dhikri ka shukri husni ibadati, with the best ibadah, with the shukr. And the third S is shukr. Be grateful that we are able to be here tonight. We'll be able to listen to some of the nasiha that can help us to become better. You have the desire to look at anything, then you must have the desire to do something good. Anything bad, you respond with good. Anything negative, you respond with positive. Inna al-hasanat yuzhibna sayyi'at. Know, student of knowledge should know all these important verses of Allah, because Allah is here to guide you, show you the way. Inshallah, I believe, brother, I got a signal. Tell me, time's up. because I remind them to only, if not, I will carry on talking. May Allah bless us, brothers and sisters. Once again, I've seen some of the brothers who joined our youth camp just came back. We just came back from our youth camp. The international youth camp we organize every year. And every year when we organize this camp, this year is the largest participant. We got 360 participants. Plus our faces, 400 plus from 18 nations. Alhamdulillah. Our camp is not to talk about comfort, it's to prepare the Ummah to be strong, to face the reality of life, to overcome fear, darkness. Everything that is not possible can be possible. If you have the faith, you have the iman, inshallah. So now I'm going to stop and open for some Q&A. If there's any question, we open to the floor from the front down. Any question from the sisters first? Any question from the sisters? Not yet. Any question from the brothers? We just have to come to mind you there. Any question from the brothers? No question from the brothers and no question from the sisters. Mine's a humble question. Okay, further. Is there a mic pass to the brother, please? For them to walk out, maybe is allowed. But the brother is sitting in the middle here. Raise up your hand. Raise up your hand again. Pass the mic, please. Alhamdulillah. Okay. Pass the mic. You can just raise up your voice. Waalaikum salam rahmatullah wabarakatuh. Remember. Okay. Anywhere you go, Kuala Lumpur is still okay. You go to the west, it's worse. So civilized people, sometimes they have good scenario. But how can you cannot escape? There's no way for you to escape, but you must have this right feeling in your heart. If I see something that is wrong, I must think, is there a way for me to do something? At least you lower your gaze. Okay? You look something so beautiful. What can you do? Look carefully and you praise Allah subhanahu. So beautiful Allah's creation. Nothing wrong. You remember Allah is good. There's nothing wrong. You remember when Yusuf alayhi salam was having his experience? Woman was talking, gossiping. And then when he just walked in front of them, is this an angel? Okay, he's so handsome. He applied for both ways. Sometimes you cannot blame only you. Sometimes we are so handsome, we become a problem for the sisters too. It's not only the sister Abidu, boys also sometimes very handsome. The worst thing you get to the third party. The third party also sometimes very beautiful. And you confused also. Is it he or she? Now I have this engagement from the early 80s. A group of this confused nation came to my office. Want to have a discussion about Islam and majority are Muslim. have good intention. You want to ask, Sheikh, I want to ask you, we are still Muslim, alhamdulillah. When we pray in the mosque, we don't know where to stand. We went to join the man chased us. You better go back. No. They don't allow us to touch them too. They only pantal wudu and bury the wudu. The ablution. When we went to the lady's side, the lady screamed. So both ways we have problem. I say, if you do not know where you are now, you better pray at home. Less fitna. You still have to pray. Less fitna. You cannot say, then there's no prayer for you. As long as you know you're Muslim, you're confused now. I say it's very easy to go to the doctor, let the doctor check. Doctor say, he, Fabis. Doctor say, she, her. Until you are born with two organs, there is called concern, mushkil. Then the doctor have to check and see your hormone, everything, and he decide. I had these cases before. Why? He's a man who loved another man. But that man say, I'm no man, I'm a woman. So he made another confusion. So you look at their identity, both are, I know no man, I'm a she. But your information said you are a he. But I have gone through an operation, so you must come up with the evidence that you have gone through an operation confirmed by the doctor, especially no more, you are a she. And they came up with a document, then I said, next, we go to meet the qadi will accept, inshallah. This example, yeah, there's always a way out. Anyhow, what the brother is trying to share with us, yeah, how can we control? Of course, you know better than anyone else about your feeling. The minute you see somebody so beautiful, if you can remember Allah, alhamdulillah, if Allah's creation is so beautiful, how is Allah? How do Allah look like Allah? Yeah. You understand that, huh? That you look at a person, looks so black. What are you going to say? Yeah, it's not easy to get the answers from that. You see, we all like to have black hair. When you have white hair, it's not a good sign. Not everything black is good, it is bad. Allah create colors. You always think positive, you overcome the problem. Always remember, anything negative come to you, first your intention, and then you start to develop it to be a positive thing. And you must try to protect the person, not to destroy that person. I share with you one thing. I just became a Muslim in 60s. I became 68. I became a Muslim. Late 70, my sister, she came to me and said, "Brother, wait, beat up this boy, disturbing me, looking at me, staring at me." No. I said, "Which boy?" She said, "He showed me a group of young boys that disturb them and try to, you know, disturb them." I said, "If I am in that position, I also do the same. If I'm just like them, I will do the same. You see, because you're testing people. We don't know why the woman today, no, they don't want to dress properly. We men also, we hardly, when we go to the gym, we wear long pants. For women, they like to be like a superwoman. Superwoman always dress differently. Like Superman wear underwear outside. Normal men wear underwear inside. Just an example. I said, look at your dressing, my sister. If you want people to honor you, respect yourself. Dress properly. Cover yourself. Just an example. We hope we do our level best. What is happening, we know there's corruption everywhere, but you must try your level best to be strong and then think, how can you help? That's why da'wah is very, very important. When you have the intention of da'wah to save a soul, you can be very positive. People who came to my class before, sleepless, not male, female. Open here, open there, everything open. They wear pants, short pants to come to my class. I never say, cover yourself, then you come to my class. I never stop them. I'm not here to judge them. I'm just sharing knowledge. Give a lot of motivation to them. And alhamdulillah, after some time, they start to change. We can help them. Yeah. Don't keep on having negative thoughts with them. Try to do that. Munkar is coming to you. And you do amal ma'ruf. Inshallah. Any question from the sisters? Okay.
So this year, assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Even as an adult, I'm facing challenges from my own family or relatives when I dress differently following the sunnah. How do I explain to my mother in such a way? My non-Muslim friends are saying that I'm backward, and it hurts when I hear such comments. What's the best way to do da'wah to non-Muslims?
One thing is, they're not yet Muslim saying anything negative. You cannot blame them because they do not know. But you can go back to the history of Adam. When Adam and Eve were sent down by Allah to this world, were they dressed? Were they dressed? There's no garment, no tailor. Allah only permit them to bring leaf from Jannah to cover their private part. That's how humans start naked. Then as the world developed, is that to cover themselves. It's like when you're a baby, it's okay to run naked. Cute, still very cute. After some time, you yourself feel shy. And that is the fitrah. And then after your age is catching up, your dress also getting longer. That's why we keep on buying new clothes for our baby, for our children, because their size is growing. So the pants also grow, the skirt also grow, the shirt also grow. But we don't know what happens. Sometimes it go backward again. When they reach 15 years old, their clothes getting shorter and shorter. I don't know what went wrong. You must make them understand, because they don't understand. You make them understand. Do that over to them. Then they appreciate. You are saying that I'm backward? No. In reality, those who are dressing with a minimum dress, they are going backward. Now, come back to the Muslim family. When I cover myself, I have problem with my family members, my mother, my father. Say, what? You want to be people who are married with you, you cover like an old lady. Of course, for you, you try your best to be istiqamah. Never, never obey your parents to disobey Allah. You can't do it. They should be proud that you are changing, not because they want you to do yourself. Allah gives hidayah, you want to make change. Then you must have patience. If you are having a lot of wisdom, talk to them. Start by your mother. Talk to your mother. Talk to your dad. Talk to them. If you feel, pray for them, sabar, and pray for them. Who can change their heart? Only Allah. But you must engage with some elderly scholar, so the elderly people talk to your parents, because your parent may listen to somebody who is elderly than them. He they don't listen to you. You say, now you are forgiven to live. You go and send you to the UK and you come back like a Taliban. No, I can't believe it. Okay. Why you say to them, when I was in Korea, people asked me about Taliban. I was giving a lecture in the Seoul University. They asked me about Taliban. So I said, oh, student of knowledge, do you know all of you are Taliban? No. We are Korean Taliban. You understand? Taliban is student of knowledge. We are all a student of knowledge. Sometimes they just give us a name and they create a problem. So we must know how to explain to people. So don't give up in the future. If you have that problem, you can bring your parents to us. We love to talk to parents who is having this problem. Why my daughter dressed like this? Allah, but they should be very grateful and thankful and make shukr. Sujud shukr for. Don't worry, it's a test. Yeah, I know. I've seen this before. People came back then. Their parents called ustaz to come and convince their children, their daughter, to undress themselves from very hijab to the normal person. Because follow your parents is wajib, but this is also a commandment of Allah. La ta'atu makhluk fi ma'siyati Allah. You can obey your parents as long as your parents do not call you to disobey Allah. When they call you to disobey, you have the right to excuse yourself in a nice way. But if you still have that problem, communicate with us, send your parents to see us, inshallah. With the help of Allah, inshallah, Jazakallah. Next.
This is us. I want to grow as a Muslim, but my mom and I often have different opinions, for instance, when it comes to marriage. I believe it is important to marry a man who understands the deen and practices faith. However, my mom expects me to marry someone from the same tribe who is good looking and wealthy. At the same time, I want to show my utmost respect for my parents.
Okay. This is about marriage. This is about marriage. Also have the choice. Amen. Sometimes the choice is based on the norm. Because they are from this kind of background, they want people who speak to the same background easy to them. But if they understand what the Prophet said is the best. The Prophet said, when you want to marry somebody, their quality you have to look at. Normal. Their beauty, of course, you have to look. Yeah. Your future. Also, you have to look your future partner because you see him day in, day out. If you don't like his looking, better say no. If not, you have a lot of depression. But sometimes the beauty is the eye of the person looking at you. Somebody look at you, you're not attractive, but other people look at you attractive. Allah is very kind, very fair. So look at the beauty, you have the right. Number two, look at their wife. Are they wealthy? No problem. Number three, look at their language, their family background. Number four, look at the religion. The one that the Prophet recommends is religion. And akhlaq, not only religion, Muslim. But Muslim is good. There are a lot of Muslims who have only Allah knows. The Akhlaq is worse than the not yet Muslims. Yeah. So religious wise, the Prophet recommends people of religion so that you have minimum problem. Problem is there, but minimum problem. But remember, sister, nobody can force you. It's your right to decide at the end of the day. Your parents may have their choice, but they cannot force them. If you still have that problem, send your parents to see us. Let us do some discussion. We love to discuss with parents who are having this problem. Why? That's why we are so unique. The Muslim can just coexist. Chinese Muslim, Indian Muslim, Arab Muslim, non-Arab, Shari, Parman, Shai, no problem. As all Muslim. Yeah, don't worry about that. But please remember, don't force yourself to accept something that you know that you can't. Be very honest and frank to your parents. They just want to make sure that you are happy. They want you to marry with the soul, same race, same way. And also they want the guy to be rich. We know every parent wants to see their daughter happy. The happiness is not about money. It's about your deen. A lot of people who are rich, they're not happy. Yeah, they come with a package. Yeah, may Allah bless us, guide us. And the last question?
Who reverted last month?
A reward. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah.
I'm not sure if the brother or sister, so he or she is asking, you know, in general, if they have a relative that passed away recently, how to advise those relatives in general, like they're non-Muslims, so how to advise them? And is there, could they make dua for the relative?
A question from a reverse. If my family pass away, what can I do? Can I pray for them? Allah did not allow even our Prophet to pray for our. Allah did not allow Prophet Abraham to pray for his father. Leave the banquet room. But you can be there. You can visit. You can even send them to the grave. But don't participate in any ritual. Prophet was allowed by Allah to visit the grave of his family, but not to do any prayer. And the companions of the Prophet also visit the graveyard of the family to die as a disbeliever. And there's a list of matter to Allah. Any ritual, stay away. Anything that we should be there, maybe to comfort the family members. We're so sad that you can say everybody came from Allah, they return. Only they return as a non-believer, then it will Allah. But one thing I like to remind all the good brothers and sisters, remember this ayah, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا لِتُكُونَ شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ وَيَكُونَ رَسُولُ عَلَيْكُمْ شُهَدَاءَ. You must created by Allah, appointed by Allah to be the middle ummah. That anybody who is close to us, who is not yet a Muslim, and you are a Muslim, you don't talk to them about Islam, you don't tell them about Islam. Remember the Prophet who will witness the greatness. Why do you keep your deen to yourself? Why? Convey the message of Islam. Our duty is to convey to share. All the you must share with others. That's how Islam spread, by sharing, talking. Don't keep it to yourself. Do some da'wah. You do not know how to do da'wah to your friend who are not yet Muslim. You can bring it to our center, our Khadim Center. You can check with me, otherwise, they know where they are. Bring them to us, let us do the talk. And you have done something, maybe, because you do not know how to talk to them. Let us do the talking. We have done that. And alhamdulillah, sometimes one person to get Muslim, I call them to bring their mother, bring their family, bring their mother, their sister, their brother. In 6 months, all of them became Muslim. Nothing is impossible. A lot of people are looking for the truth, but they do not know. But then we have the truth, but we fail to convey the message to them. So please remember that student of knowledge, you got a lot of friends to do your da'wah. And may Allah give guidance to all our brothers and sisters who are not yet a Muslim. Ameen.
Sheikh, studying at a mixed university, it sometimes is necessary to interact with people from the other gender. What is the limit when interacting with non-mahrams for university-related tasks? How to recognize yourself going beyond the limit? Would it be acceptable to share a car with non-mahram so long as the male and females don't sit together?
Everyone as a Muslim should know the limit that you are allowed. Today, the world has changed a lot. Before, to travel, you don't feel safe. Now they can even travel, big child also can travel because they got all the security, all the arrangement from one country to another country. So the whole concept about traveling, mixing is about your safety. So if you feel that it's secure, you know the limit, and you do what is necessary. It's not just tell you haram, halal, no. Situation may change. You are in an environment that you do not want to be, suddenly it changed. So what are you going to do? If you can, yes, migrate, you can move, you move. Or you're caught in a situation. Now you buy, I give example. You are traveling by flight. Suddenly, the one who sits beside you is the main. What can you do? Yeah, you call your civil experience, which is haram. I'm in the haram seat. Transform me to the halal seat. It's not something that you plan. Neither they plan. So as long as you know the limit, okay, even you sit side by side, everybody know their limit. Alhamdulillah. But you think you can make some changes, you do it. But you must be practical. If not, then life will be very difficult for you. Anywhere you go, anywhere you, whatever you do, is a situation that, situation you face in that manner, you know your limit, you control. Yeah? Inshallah, may Allah protect us. And sometimes you don't know. But you accidentally came to that environment, it opened the mind of somebody, and you are so attractive to him, suddenly he want to make shahada because of you. Can you imagine? A lot of people become a Muslim in our country here, Malaysia. It's because of that. Because the sister are very attractive. Alhamdulillah. There are people who came all the way from Europe. And then they see me and they say, I was informed by my friend that it's very easy to get married, their sister in Malaysia. Can you recommend? Alhamdulillah. They recommend and they become husband and wife. And from the sister who never wear hijab, started to wear hijab. The one who came all the way is not one Muslim, the reverse. Many things can happen. A good thing can happen, bad thing also can happen. You must know the limit. As long as you know your limit, alhamdulillah. That is my answer. Very open answer. Because if not, I'm going to create something that may be difficult. And you know your limit. You're the brother, when suddenly you sit beside the sister. What should you do? What should you do? You ask yourself. When you disturb her, she can scream and you're in trouble. When the woman scream, you know you're inviting problem. In the Arab country, if the woman scream, astaghfirullah. You know, all the men eye will focus it. And they were going to come after you. That was before my time. Today, I don't know. In the Middle East, things have changed a lot. Our time, if the woman scream, the man is going to have problem. So they are very careful. So may Allah protect all our sisters. And it's good the sister always remember your living. And don't forget to do da'wah. And if you do not know Al-Qadim, some bulletin is interesting to you, you can come to our center and join. Every Saturday, we got NMC, Inclusive Community Activity. We are talking to not yet Muslim, previous and born Muslim, all are welcome. Sunday also, we have classes on family values. So, may Allah, you know, protect us and make this year, 2024, a better year for all of us. A last important question.
The brother says, I have a friend who has been grappling with feelings of homosexuality since childhood. Despite understanding that these feelings may not align with his belief, he remains steadfast in overcoming them. One contributing factor he identifies is the absence of a male figure in his early life. He is sincerely seeking guidance from Allah to overcome these emotions and is a dedicated knowledge seeker. What advice can you offer to support him in this way?
Of course, we just have to have the right fit. We must have the right intention, the right people to help you. We do also have this counseling center for people who are having this problem. You can try to send them to us and we try our best to see what we can help. Don't judge anybody, please. Don't be judgmental. Pray for them. And we try our best. You can be who you are, but according to the fitrah of Allah. Don't go against Sunnah of Allah. Don't do that. We know the trend is there, but be who you are. Look into yourself. Look what is in your birth certificate. Whether birth certificate before, no problem. Birth certificate today, I don't know. So go back to the Fitra, go back to your Ori. The Ori said you are she, you are she. The Ori said you are he. That is our time, you don't have the. Now they have the third one. Yeah, in the Jabatan Pendaftaran Negara. Yeah, JPN, they have the third one. I just need to know also. They written what? Ragu-ragu. Doubtful. How can you be doubtful? The baby do not know the difference. But can a doctor have doubt when they were born and then organ is dead? Then this doctor are not qualified. With the knowledge we have, you must be sure he or she. Inshallah, we hope we try our best. We never give up on anybody if you need help. Yeah, and you can help yourself. At the end of the day, brother and sister, Allah reminds us, Inna Allaha la yughayyiru ma biqawmin hatta yughayyiru ma bi-anfusihim. Allah will not change the condition of any one of us until we are ready to be changed. Inshallah. Wabillahi taufiq wa raqi da'wana. Alhamdulillah alameen. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
وعليكم السلام
ورحمة الله وبركاته.